The only difference between all one and alone is just one L. A good example of that is watching my mother with my grandmother. My wonderful grandmother, who was almost 96 years old, was dying, and my mother was taking care of her. And she would go in there with a banana, and she would pull the peel down, and she would mush the banana up in her hands or in her mouth like a mother does to her baby, and she would feed it to her mother, and she would cradle her in her arms. And she would take her underwear, which when you get very old and you're getting close to the end of your life, you kind of forget about your hygiene habits. She was always extremely clean, but toward the end of her life, she just lost interest in that. And my mother would take her clothes, her soiled clothes and underwear, and wash them and help her put them back on again. And she would hold her in her arms and put food into her mouth and massage her neck to make the food go down. And I looked at her, and my mother was 68, I believe, at the time, and my grandmother was 95. And I looked at them and said, who is mother and who is child? Which one is which? And wasn't it just an instant ago in time, if there is such a thing, wasn't it just that much time ago that it was reversed? That the one who is now the baby was the mother holding the other one and putting bananas into her mouth and cleaning her underwear and changing her diapers and all of that. And it really brought home the essence of we are all one. And time is just sort of our way of defining what happens in sequence in life. But it doesn't have any meaning. I mean, there's really no time in the world. There's only just the world the way it is. And each of us must accept that if any one of us have any suffering going on, then all of us are a part of that. And that's our responsibility.